All right, good morning, Denver. Welcome to Power Players. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. In the studio with me, I have Darius Holland.
Yes.
And many of you will recognize his name, Joe New.
Yes.
You may or may not recognize his name. You're going to after this program. And Daryl Hurd. We got you in the program as well. And we're going to make sure that every one of you gets a chance to talk here and tell us a little bit about yourselves. But let's start off, Darius. You and I just met.
Yes.
Just started talking about what's going on. I'm familiar with your name. Years with the Green Bay Packers. You've been around to a couple different teams, but ended your career in the NFL with the Denver Broncos, and we always appreciate that here.
No doubt.
Now, how do you do that anyways? Do you run around with a truck that has the Packers on one side and the Broncos on the other? Or?
Absolutely not. You know, according to the NFL, I retired a Bronco, so therefore I'm a Bronco. Of course, I definitely have some loyalties to Green Bay Packers because they drafted me and we won a Super Bowl there. So, you know, it's one of those things where – I can use it however I need to.
All right. Well, let's go back and talk. You won a Super Bowl with the Packers. You had a long career in the NFL, 10 years, is that right?
10 years, that's great.
10 years in the NFL, and that's more than a lot of people get. Through the time in the NFL, and I've read a little bit of your bio, and I want to say that one of the things that we like to talk about here is obviously your faith and why you are where you are, how God's using you, how he's working in your life. And I do want to say I'm real impressed with your bio. You know, it's a secular NFL website. I get on there, and the last thing that I read about is your faith in God and how that's grown since you've gotten out of the NFL. Tell us a little bit about your faith and about you.
Well, I actually, my last couple years in the league, started a Bible study here locally. That Bible study grew to be a church. We now are established. We've been in the Broomfield-Thornton area now for about two and a half years. It's called Stone Brook Christian Church. That's my little plug there for us.
Yeah, sure.
And we've been there, again, for 2.5 years. Pastor Brian is our senior pastor. Him and his family are a wonderful group. But I am the founder of that church and have been instrumental in trying to bring in everybody to, you know, the logistically and infrastructure and things like that. So that was it's fabulous to be a part of something that you have no idea how God is going to use you. And using my platform as a Bronco, using my not only my physical, my mental, my spiritual side in order to accomplish something like this is phenomenal. And then from that, I met great people like Joe New and Daryl Hurd coming in here. We just talked a little bit about, you know, what he was doing at Sports Bridge. And I just felt like I could touch so many lives, you know, doing something like that. So I came on board here to Sports Bridge to kind of not reinvent the wheel, but just to make it something that it will be special.
Yeah. Well, and we're definitely going to talk about that. You've got a great program going on here, Joe. It's something that I definitely want to get into. I've got a heart for youth sports, and I know that's a big part of this Sports Bridge ministry, and we're going to get into that. I do want to touch on a couple things with you again real quick, and I might be throwing this at you from the hip a little bit. But for those of you who don't know Darius is a big man. All three of you guys are not small guys.
I'm small.
But I'm 5'9 at 245, so I'm small and wide. That's me. But you're a big guy. 6'5", what, 320? You were at playing weight?
Yeah, that was playing weight.
Be truthful playing now.
Playing weight has gone bye-bye.
Yeah, that's okay. That's right. You're entitled. But for everything I read, some people that I've talked to, you're a pretty nice guy.
No doubt.
I wouldn't want to make you mad or anything, but you're kind of a teddy bear. And some of that is your upbringing. Now, can you tell me, I don't want to get into any stuff you don't want to get into. But,
No.
You know, I know you're adopted, mm-hmm. and you got some family that's pretty special to you.
No doubt.
And that shows in a real key way. And I'm going to mention it, and then I'm going to let you take over on that. And that's that I know you won a Super Bowl, but you don't have a Super Bowl ring on your finger.
No doubt. Basically, what happened probably when I was 13, my real father had passed away. 13, 12, I can't even remember. But my mom was given godly wisdom, you know, whether it be by circumstance or by divine intervention, to realize that she needed a man to teach a man how to be a man. Mm. And so the person that I actually befriended, that whole story is kind of humorous in that my little brother at the time was just somebody that was in the school, had a tendency to be very humble. Mm. to the point where I just started to kick him. And then physically, because I felt as though he wasn't being, I don't know, I was bullying him. That's just the best way to put
it. Right.
But one day he just turns around and says, you know, Darius, either you're going to beat me up or this is going to end. But something's got to happen. It's got to stop now. So we ended up becoming friends from that. He brought me home probably that night. His dad was about 6'3". I was about 6'3". I probably weighed about 240 at the time. And I'm about 14 years old. He was like, wow, you know. But through that, a lot of great things have expired. They adopted me shortly after that because of the fact, again, my mom had some godly wisdom, knowing that she needed to kind of get someone in my life that could help me. Edgar Lopez, Mary Lopez, Chris and Kenneth all just came around me and actually provided a family. And that's why I know that from the beginning, God had his hand on me, because even though things fell apart in my natural family, he had something provided for me instantly. And then afterwards, when I did get to the professional ranks, I honored my father by giving him my Super Bowl ring for everything that he had done. And it was a tender moment. It was a great moment because it's something that, you know, I don't think he expected, or my family expected for that matter. So my adopted side of my family is definitely a big plus and a big honor to me to be a part of.
Well, and it just shows how much impact it has to have a man who is a person that's willing to take the role of dad and raise you up,
no doubt,
and lift you up and give you encouragement and support. And as parents, I know you got a boy now.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know about you gentlemen, but I'm going to guess that you've got some children around.
Yes.
You know, and with me, I mean, it's so key that fathers need to be there, whether it be an adopted father or we need manly figures in our kids' lives in order to raise up the right way. And I think they did a good job with you.
I truly appreciate it. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be happy to hear that.
Well, talking about that, I do want to get into what you're doing now. And this is where the three of you come into play. And you've got a company, Joe. Let's say hi to Joe New.
Hello.
Hello. You've got a company now called New Sports, and that envelops a lot of things.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you take it for a minute and talk about that.
Well, New Sport is our parent company that owns SportsBridge. And, you know, before I say that, part of my story is I grew up in the inner cities of Los Angeles, Watts. So to get to New Sports, I have to be able to say this is what God did to get here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because part of it is when I was a kid, I was getting ready to be sentenced to prison when I was 18 years old.
Mm.
But there was a coach who came along the way who began to care and love for me, and I had no idea who God was. And so at that point, somebody cared for me,
right,
and somebody took me in and said, hey, I can take the gifts of sports with you and help you along the way. So along that process, you know, through the last 20-something years, I've been involved as the Urban National Director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Mm.
And through this, I start realizing, how can we really reach out to our community? Because sometimes as Christians, we always feel like we have to take a Bible and thump somebody inside the head.
Yeah.
But we also bring things that are not excellent sometimes.
Yeah.
And we just kind of float out there. So the idea, because my kids were in sports, I have two daughters, they're twins that play for the University of Colorado volleyball. I've got a daughter, Ashley, now, who's training with the national team for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And so through this, and I got a son who's 14, through this I saw youth sport and what it needed. And we wanted to give back to that. So we developed SportsBridge, which started out with a performance training where we train kids, and now we have sports management, we have a facility, we have physical therapy. But at the same time, most parents couldn't afford all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so together with this company, we decided we wanted to give back to the community. So our key is to connect athletes to life, but to love our community. I wanted our community to know, no matter if you were a Christian or not, we were going to love you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what you do for us. It only matters what we do for you because of who God is and what he did with us. And that's how SportsBridge became peace. So, you know, now we have 19 teams. There's 220 girls that play from the age of 10 to 18. We have performance training kids. We probably touch about 1,000 families a month that
wow.
come through our facility. We have tournaments and we have all sorts of things. But again, it's to serve our community. And that's kind of my relationship with Daryl Hurd. Is he's a community guy. He runs USA football here in our community. And we have, you know, he was part of Arapahoe Youth League. That's a part of the organization which runs 29,000 kids in
yeah.
the Rocky Mountain region. So that's really what we're doing here with Darius and us as ex-athletes is to give back to our community, but we wanted to do it in a way where we're serving them rather than them serving us.
Yeah.
So that's how this all came about. And, you know, we've been doing SportsBase for 5 years. We moved into this new building, which is 48,000 square feet, and we're open every night. And we roughly have 400 to 500 kids per night and about 1,000 kids in the weekend.
Wow.
And so this is a way that we can serve Arapahoe Youth League, Rocky Mountain Region, which is the volleyball, or anybody else in the community. I mean, we were just talking about that in the car up here. How can we help rather than what can we take from you? How can we help as a company? And then SportsBridge is a for-profit company, but we have a nonprofit side to us, which is Urban Impact. And so we help, you know, inner city kids. We have 4 that are in college that we pay for. And for that graduation this year.
That's cool.
And so my partner in this, because I'd be, he'd probably kill me if I don't mention his name, is Craig Rosentrader, and he's the executive director for Youth for Christ.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And together with YFC and other these organizations, we blend this business ministry model.
Cool. Let me ask you real quick before we're going to pause for a break real quick, but is there a website that people can log on to and see more about SportsBridge?
Our website's getting redesigned, but there's a number that I can give.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
303-953-7330. And the girl's name is Candace. She's very nice. She'll answer all the phone calls for you.
That's cool. And what I'll do also for the listeners is at our website, powerplayersradio.com, I'll put this number up. I'll keep the information there. And then when your link goes live, I'll link you up to our website so we'll keep it on there. So it'll always be there.
Excellent. Great.
Yeah. And then we're going to take a break and we'll come right back and we'll talk more with Darius Holland, Joe New, Daryl Hurd. You're up next, Daryl. Coming right back on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS. At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
All right, Denver, thanks for coming back, joining us on Power Players. Well, we're sitting here, if you are just joining us on the program, we got Darius Holland, former NFL star, played namely the Green Bay Packers and the Denver Broncos. We want to just go ahead and slide all those other teams out there and just go right to the Denver Broncos. But Darius has played for a few different teams around the league. Joe New with New Sports and SportsBridge Ministry, and Daryl Hurd. We were just talking on the other side of the break how you come into play with this, and you are now the director of USA Sports here? USA Football?
My function is I'm the state coordinator for USA Football, and one of our directions here is to just raise the awareness of the way that kids are play, they coach, and parents are parents appropriately in a sport and how they should behave themselves. And it's just a governing body such as USA Football or USA Volleyball where we're just trying to assist people in the way that they run their programs.
Absolutely. Well, and I'm going to mention something, and I hope I didn't cut you off there, but you just hit on a really key issue. And being a parent of sports, and I'm a parent of 5, so I don't know if I got you all beat, but I'm working on trying to make sure I get more kids than any guests I have in the studio. So we just had our 5th child, praise God, just 2 weeks ago. But, you know, what I wanted to say is that a parent who has kids that are in sports, you hit a key thing, and that's parents are parents and coaches are coaches. And you know, I've seen just recently we had some tragic news from a friend of ours who was a coach for years and lost his son. And don't even want to get into all that. But I do want to say the key thing that we started to hit on after that with our coaches is parents are there to encourage your kids. and you can work with them, and you can train them, and you can help them, you can practice with them, all that stuff. But let the coach be the coach, and let the parent be the encourager. And the coaches are always going to be, you get good coaches, they're going to encourage your kids anyways, but let them tell your kids how to do it right or wrong. Would you agree with that, or am I?
You know, I think that's an important part of this game that's overlooked. We're trying to raise, in all the sports that we're involved with, and with what Joe is doing here, we're trying to train the total athlete. So whether that's, you know, temporal, mental, spiritually, whatever, we're trying to meet all their needs. And I think that the one thing, we're trying to teach them how to be better football players by the fundamentals that they'll learn. We try to teach common characteristics like, you know, teamwork and perseverance and some of those life lessons that are really important. And also for them to have faith in God and to respect their parents. And on the other side, I think one of the big holes in youth sports is that there's so much attention to being competitive that we lose sight. And we're doing that at a younger and a younger age. And it's costly, you know, for a six-year-old kid to bear the burden of, you know, winning a game when he's just learning how to go in the right direction and so forth. And, you know, I often tell the story, but there was last year we had a little boy that had, you know, he was 6 years old. And the reason I knew he was six was because he was playing on a six-year-old team or in the field, and his dad was making all these promises about going to Chuck E. Cheese and just do your best. And I will tell you, with my years of coaching football, and these gentlemen can attest to this as well, that when you're 6 years old, there's two things that are important, and that is, you know, who's got the game time snack and what are you eating at halftime. Yeah. That's probably the most important thing. And as a coach, there's two things you want to accomplish. You want to be able to snap the ball, and you want the guys to go in the same direction.
Yeah.
And when you're 6 and 7 years old, that's pretty much a great day. And so I don't know what happened during the game. We were selling hats for the victims of Katrina and trying to raise money for those folks. And then when the dad came back, the little boy was dragging his helmet, and the dad was saying, you know, this was a complete waste of my time, and, you know, I can't believe you weren't paying attention. And he goes, well, do we still get to go to Chuck E. Cheese? And and the dad says, no, I've wasted 2 hours watching you try to play football. And he says, now you go home, sit on your bed for 2 hours, and you're not going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Wow.
And the little boy goes, I'm just trying to learn. And it was so real to me at that point in time that, you know, all it is, we're just taking the fun out. So all the initiatives that I've been involved with, whether it's USA Football, the Arapahoe Youth League, the NFL-type programs that I run in the community, it's all about having fun. That's the number one thing, is having fun and looking at things in their real form.
Yeah.
And, well, I'll tell you, I'm glad to be sitting next to these guys here, because, you know, the one thing, it's an honor to be with them, because they practice what they preach, and their hearts are pure. And all they want to do is just reach out and touch people's lives, and they are making changes.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, it's amazing. You always hear that from the mouths of babes, you know, but it's amazing how sometimes a kid can put things in perspective for us, and that's cool. Now, Darius, I know your title, let me just make sure that I get this right here, is Director of Marketing and Sales there.
That's correct.
Right, at New Sports.
Correct.
But you get a chance to get out on the field with these kids?
Actually, last year, the funniest thing I ever did was we had a little tournament, or not a tournament, it was one of your events for a camp that we were putting on, he was putting on, and he just asked us to come out and speak, and that was probably the most fun I've had, because what I got to do was kind of just impart a little bit about what I know about football, and then about a 20-minute segment. I told all the kids that all the kids were kind of coming onto the field or walking, and it was just almost like a chore that they had to do, you know. And I told them, I said, everybody get off the field, and I said, when you come on this field, you know how to understand that you're no longer just anybody. You're part of a team, and this responsibility you have, you run on this field at all times. Yeah. If you want to walk, get off the field, go home, do whatever you got to do. And Joe, you can hear them in the back. They're just laughing. And then when they got back on, I had the chance to kind of talk to them a little bit about what football means. And it was a great chance to impart to these kids a little bit about the life lessons. You know, and I told them, I said, if you really want to become successful, you need to listen. I said, the greatest tool you have is those ears on the side of your head, not anything else, because of the fact that you want to learn how to run, how to jump, how to tackle, how to whatever it is we want to know about defenses, about offensives, about skill positions, about being a hog, whatever it might be, you're going to learn from these coaches. And the only way you're going to learn is if you stop talking and start listening. And then once I got done with that, I remember the last thing I got a chance to do was kind of impart something to this kid. And the kid was kind of walking off. And I said, "I don't think you heard anything I said, did you?" And he says, "Yeah, I heard you." I said, "Well, why are you still walking on this field?" And he looked at me and said, I'm kind of hurt. And you know the famous line that comes next, "Are you hurt or are you injured?" So I asked him. He says, "Well, I just got a little." I said, "Well, that's football, you know. Yeah. That's football. And if you can't handle this particular portion of the game, you got to understand, it may not be for you. And it's okay. But you need to either step up or step aside." So we got done, and it was awesome, you know, because it was a chance for me to kind of just sit and chat with this young man who he'll never really get a chance like that to speak to a professional athlete and really get to know from our point of view what it's going to take.
Right. So now you're looking at me across the desk here and everything. You think if I listen, trim down a little bit, I got a shot? I mean, I always wanted to play in the NFL. Do I got a shot?
Yeah, you can play in the NFL, man. We got guard the gate raid. We got left out, right bench, left bench.
Yeah.
It's called Madden.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm good at that. I can play that.
And you know what? Most NFL players, I don't care what they say, there are a few that probably could hold their own on Madden. But what I've seen with all this new stuff that they're doing, they couldn't play that game, not to save their life.
You know, it's funny. I play with my 10-year-old. It's actually great. As long as you limit the time, it's great bonding, you know. I play that with my 10-year-old. And if I play any team, if he plays any team but the Dolphins, I smoke him. But if he plays the Dolphins, their all-star team, you know?
Yep.
Man, I just can't get him. He gets his one pass on me every time. I can't block it. I can't intercept it. There's nothing I can do. It's funny. So, Joe, back to you. We got just a little bit of time. I want to wrap up and go back to you here. Now, I also heard that with SportsBridge, when you guys do Sunday events, you have chapel.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that miss church because it plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we wanted to offer that opportunity to the parents to come in and chapel. It's a half hour before the game. It's not mandatory, but, you know, we've been getting anything between 100 to 200 people coming to chapel. Hmm. And there's other people that are interested in thinking, okay, what is this? Because I think a lot of times if it's coaching or whatever, doing the right thing is the right thing. But they don't actually get to see Christians, like, walk it through sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very hard because all they see is people thinking that they're got to be a certain way. So this helps us because, you know, like Craig and I owning the New Sport Inc., we take out trash, we do parking attendance, we do everything. I mean, part of it is just serving the community. But, yeah, chapel is great, and we have our chaplain, Tim, who runs that, and then gives opportunities like Darius and other guys that we know in the NFL that are retired to give them an opportunity to come and share there or do that. So, yeah, chapel's been real good. And I think I just want to say that, you know, we're serving coaches, like Darryl was saying. If we don't do those things with coaches and players, connecting them to life, then we lose our youth.
Yeah.
But we have to be with them, not ask them to come somewhere they're not familiar to go.
Yeah.
We have to go meet them, just like with your son, right?
Yeah, you got to meet them where they're at.
Not ask them to do something they're not familiar with. And that's kind of what New Sport Inc. or SportsBridge does, is meet them. And that's why we have all these, you know, coaches development stuff. We have sports management. All these things is to help, not, you know, we want to be a part of their lives, not just kind of stare at them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we're coming to a close here on the program, but I do want to say again, I want to mention that people that want to get in touch can get in touch at this number, 303-953-7330, and talk to Candace there.
Yep.
And again, you can go on to my website, powerplayersradio.com. I'll have this link up there for SportsBridge, and as the link for your website goes live, I'll make sure it's on there so people can always keep checking back there. So what I want to tell everybody again is 303-953-7330. And you can talk to Candace there about SportsBridge, how you can get involved, and maybe even how they can help out.
Yeah, so totally.
There's always needs.
And golf tournament.
Golf tournament, yeah.
We got a golf tournament coming up.
I know, so. I'm going to have one of those coming up too. So count me in.
You're in.
I was telling some guys the other day, you know, we talk about fundraising for ministries and stuff like that. There's two things you can always count on. A dinner and golf.
There you go.
We have both.
Yeah. That's what we're working on right now too, is putting together a dinner and a golf tournament. Because that's how you get people out there for sure. So I want to say again, before we close the show up, that the reason that we talked about this here today is because you guys are serving people, like you said. We're serving coaches and players, but you're doing it in the service to the Lord. And that's, I want to just thank you guys for that, and it's admirable. And, you know, we talked about, one thing you talked about before is you got to do this out of love. That's what Christ calls us to do. And so many times when we were talking about how Christians will want to thump somebody on the head with the Bible, you know what? You got to remember that Christ did all this out of love, and that shines through. And you, when we sit here and we just try and do it out of, it's almost, we become legalistic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, and there's,